There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here on the live Saturday edition. Of course, plenty of time for you to call in. Bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And over the last few years, we've been covering Venezuela and just watching the horrifying situation as it develops over there and just continues to get worse with, at this point now, basic food items becoming very, very hard to find in that country through the legitimate channels, through the superstores or whatever, the grocers, some of which are actually government-operated. Watching as during the Hugo Chavez situation when he was in control, and now with his successor, Nicolas Maduro, I believe is his name, and just continuing to watch this snowball of failure as it just continues.
Socialism doesn't work under anybody's tutelage. It doesn't really matter what their name is.
To gather more weight as it rolls down the hill, so to speak. And it just keeps getting worse. Here's a story from Yahoo and Reuters where robbers and looters, not lobbers and rooters, are targeting trucks carrying food across Venezuela in another sign of worsening shortages that have turned basics like flour and chicken into coveted booty. Crime has long plagued shops and roads in Venezuela, which has one of the world's highest murder rates. But widespread shortages due to restriction of dollars for imports have worsened since the new year. This has made food delivery increasingly risky, even as certain trucks have been fitted with GPS devices and are sometimes protected even by private security agents. Can you imagine? I mean, every food truck traveling from point A to point B,
it's got an armored truck going behind it.
Has to have guys with guns. Orlando Garcia, he's a 37-year-old driver from the western state of Taquira, who has been ambushed twice as he crisscrossed the country, said, quote, "I won't transport food anymore because the streets are too dangerous."
It's too dangerous to transport food in Venezuela.
"They put screws on the road to burst your tires, and when you stop to fix the tire, they attack you," said Garcia, who now refuses to work past midnight and will transport only plastics. Queues that stretch around blocks are now a common sight throughout the OPEC country. I don't think you were on the show where we talked about this, Mark, but apparently the soldiers and security people at the grocery stores, which are, you know, government agents in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. are telling people you can't take pictures. You cannot take pictures of the empty shelves, and you cannot take pictures of the lines that are just sprawling outside, thousands of people long. Obviously, some people have taken pictures anyway, but you know.
Something's going horribly wrong there.
Yeah. Local media, quote, it has become a security problem to bring trucks into big supermarket stores, says Arsenio Manzarenes, who heads a Venezuelan truckers union. He says it wasn't a problem before, but now with these queues, people see a truck and they lunge for it. Local media have reported several food robberies in Caracas this month, including one by four armed thieves who stole canned tuna, corn flour, and refined sugar. Armed National Guard troops have been deployed to maintain order, they claim, but frustration mounts quickly during hours-long waits under the Caribbean sun. President Nicolas Maduro blames the scarcities on an economic war waged by right-wing foes trying to topple his socialist government.
Who else would wage war on him? And surely it couldn't be the laws of economics.
This week, he announced yet another crackdown on hoarders and contrabandists who sell price-fixed goods in Colombia for a tidy profit. So, what do you know? Just like in the Soviet Union, where people were waiting in bread lines to try to get scraps, it's the black market that is providing. Now, of course, the black market, unfortunately, comes along with some real criminality, right? Like, it's not, to my mind, it's not a criminal act in that it's not wrong to sell something on the black market. If you have, in the case in the United States, frequently it's marijuana or some other drug that's sold in the black market, that's not wrong to do. You've got two people consenting to a transaction. It's totally fine. it's wrong, of course, to rob someone from their food truck and then take that and then sell it on the black market. But if you could somehow legitimately get an import of, you know, some pallets full of food from somebody on the back of a ship or whatever and actually pay for it, then I think the people providing the food on the black market are heroes. They're actually helping feed people and keep them alive.
Yeah, but when the state's policies result in food prices and price fixing and things like that, with their policies like price fixing,
you're going to feed the black market.
Well, I mean, that's violence anyway. When you tell somebody what they can sell and can't sell their stuff at, you're not just giving them advice. You're saying, we're going to send in a guy with a gun to drag your butt off to jail, and if you don't want to go, he'll shoot you in front of your family in order to get it done. That's what government is so far throughout human history. We don't have voluntary governments where governments compete for people's business, unless you say that, you know, sort of wealthy people that can move between countries and that kind of thing. But the amount of competition for governments at this point hasn't produced what we would call moral states. We have immoral states that use violence and threats of violence to get what they want.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say there's never been a moral state, I don't think, in the existence of the idea of the state. I mean, the idea of the state generally has violence backing it. So, you know what, I actually misinterpreted what I read here, Mark. I'm going to reread it because I just kind of, it just clicked with me here. So the crackdown is on hoarders and contrabandists who are selling price-fixed goods in Colombia for a tidy profit. So people in Venezuela are getting their hands, whoever is able to actually get them while they're still on the store shelves, they're getting these goods at a price fixed level, meaning that they're not paying what the market rate would be, which would be higher, presumably, because there's a shortage.
This is wild inflation.
So they're getting these price fixed goods and then smuggling them over the border into Colombia, where they're selling them there. And in fact, we're reading about that there's guys doing that with oil and gasoline.
This happens with price fixing all the time. This is the problem with price fixing. Somebody comes in and says, it's immoral to sell whatever, you fill in the item, whatever it is, in the blank, at such an outrageous profit, and we have to do something about it. Let's fix the price. Well, then somebody comes in and says, awesome, this is nice and low, I'll buy a bunch of it, or I'll get a bunch of people to buy it and I'll buy it off of them, and then I will sell it someplace where they actually allow market-based pricing, and then I will make a bunch of money, I will come back and I will do it again and again and again.
Yep, as long as they don't get caught. And if you grease enough palms of the border patrol, then it's not going to be a problem to get across the border.
Those people have families to feed, too.
In effect, I'm recalling from the article that we were reading previously, there's a lot of oil going across that border illegally, going into Colombia. And, I mean, I don't remember the statistics, but it was like 100,000 barrels a day or something crazy. I mean, something crazy like that. I'm sorry I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I remember when I saw that number, I was shocked at how much oil was being smuggled across the border to Colombia. So, you know, these poor people in Venezuela are being hobbled in so many ways by the government there. These price fixes, which are supposed to help the people, are actually resulting in more shortage, because the price fixed goods are going where they can garner more money on the streets over in Colombia.
That's what happens.
It's crazy. So people are starving as a result, or I imagine they're very hungry. I imagine
they're not
tough.
Lined up for no reason at all. They're not attacking food trucks for no reason at all.
Industry leaders say the shortages have been exacerbated by the phasing out of night deliveries for security reasons, a lack of truck batteries and tires due to the impact of currency controls and poor roads. So it's hard to even keep a truck on the road in Venezuela. You can't get a tire for the thing if you pop one of the tires because of one of the thug gangs that has scattered nails all about, or screws all about the roadway, in order to rob your truck. So, you know, once your truck breaks down because of a popped tire and then gets cleaned out by the thugs who just pop the tires, then how do you get it out of there? You know, you can't even find a tire to replace it with. It's just crazy. The government did not respond to a request for comment. Statistics on deliveries are hard to come by, but Manzanares estimates they have dropped by 30%. Despite mounting risks, some truckers are still hitting the road. Driver Jose Alexander Rincon, age 39, says, "They've robbed me 5 times already. I'm nervous. It's more dangerous by the day, but I don't have an alternative."
You know, with the state, these are basically, when the food's controlled by the state, as it is in Venezuela.
They actually have government shopping centers. They're government grocery stores. Yep. They nationalized them a few years ago.
These are state agents, right? State agents can't protect themselves at this point. That's pretty miserable. And consider that here in this country, the complaint is about rich people, right? Well, at least the rich people get the foods, the rich business owners get the food to the stores.
Coming up, more on the situation in Venezuela. Your calls are certainly welcome here on the Live Saturday Edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Could it happen here? It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want or not. It's up to you. 855-450-FREE. We've always got interesting things to share with you. Of course, you can share whatever you want with us. We're talking about Venezuela. And there's another story here from the Washington Post about how the government destroyed the economy. It's a fascinating study in the failure of socialism here, and we'll continue that with just a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. ProXPN, it's a global virtual private network. Privacy matters these days online, and you've got to take steps to preserve your privacy, to ensure your privacy, because by default, you really don't have privacy online. If you just get online with your whatever internet service provider, they're probably logging the websites you're visiting and likely the search terms that you're entering. You can put a stop to that right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Now, if you're on the road, just hold off till you get to the office or get home. But if you are out and about, you're
There's a link at freetalklive.com if you forget about that.
There you go. ProXPN.com/FTL. If you are out and about, you can even get ProXPN for your Android or iPhone or iPad. You can also grab it for Windows or Macintosh. And Linux users can use ProXPN as well. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, you want to do that with code FTL50 so you can save 50% on the price of the annual account. That's code FTL50, like Free Talk Live and the number 50. And that brings the price down to around $5 per month. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that's priceless. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose whatsoever. We're talking about the failure of socialism, and it is just on display for the world to see again. You know, it just keeps happening.
The problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Well, and also the problem with socialism is that, I guess it's not just socialism, but the problem with just kind of the way people are brought up in a lot of parts of the world is that, you know, the idea is that, well, socialism has failed because it just wasn't implemented correctly.
Yeah, but the idea is that the economy can be managed, and the economies can be managed. I'm not claiming that they can't. There's a lot of historical examples of where somebody sort of manages the economy. But the claim is it more efficient than the invisible hand, as it has been called, of the market? And
no.
Also,
no, it's not.
I think that there's arguments that it is more efficient in circumstances, right? Like you can pop out this historical example or that historical example. But one thing that needs to be always brought in is the moral aspect of it, is that there has never been a control on an economy that isn't implemented by the state, right? And when those controls come in, they're brought with men with guns. Right?
Yes.
So I think that there's time to use people with guns in order to implement a control on an economy. For instance, if, let's talk about child prostitution. There's a market for this, right?
Yeah.
I think that it is fine to use people with guns in order to control that economy. However, I think that, that you should err on the side of laissez-faire, hands off, because that results in just better results, more moral results.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Don. He's in Indianapolis. We can talk more about what's happening in Venezuela here in a moment. Don, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WIBC.
Hey, that's exactly what I was going to point out. I love this station. I never realized that this show existed before tonight.
Ah, welcome. Well, we have nothing to do with the other shows on the station, and except for the fact that we're still on this, we're on the same station. And WIBC is an awesome station in Indianapolis.
It's a big powerhouse.
But I don't think there's any other show on the station that's quite like Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Free Talk Live is unlike any show that you're going to hear on the radio in all likelihood.
They got a new guy, Tony Cass, in the morning news. He's relatively libertarian.
Really?
So yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah, libertarian's good. We apply it in just about every circumstance.
I wanted to point out, I realize how ridiculously cliche it is, but nearly everything that's playing out in Venezuela right now is almost following to the letter what Ayn Rand laid out in Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, I would say it's true. She understood economics quite well. Yeah.
So, don't know. I just it amuses me to some level, and also on a human level, it's very saddening to hear.
Right, it's horrifying. I mean, these guys are hungry. You know, they're standing in lines to try to get food. In fact, one of the articles we read previously and within the last couple of weeks talked about how in order to get basic stuff like chicken, which is also, you know, quite in short supply over there, but if you can find it, you've got to wait in a line at one store. Then you've got to go wait in a line at another store, because usually you don't just go to the store for chicken, right? If you're going to go to the store, you want to get more than one thing. I mean, that's how we do it here. It would be silly to go and make seven trips to the store every single day of the week to get different things. But in the case in Venezuela, the stores don't have everything that somebody wants. So one guy said he had to go to five different stores to get five different items, which means waiting in five different lines. You literally have to spend all day or an entire weekend hunting down whatever food or, you know, soap. They were having trouble finding detergent in Venezuela. So it's very, very difficult to even go and get the shopping done. Even if you wait in one line, you probably then have to go to another store and wait.
I want to give my critique for Ayn Rand here. I think that that she did a really good job of sort of, you know, she's got some great quotes and sort of the painful truth of economics and individual freedom and things like that. But at the same time, much of her stuff about altruism, it isn't phrased in a fashion that some people can accept.
Yeah, she misses the point a little bit. She has a tendency to paint Christ figures, and I don't think the world is quite that black and white, especially given, you know, just her own personal life kind of went against a lot of what she had wrote about, but that's neither here nor there, apparently.
Don, thanks for your call tonight. Welcome to the program. We're on every Saturday night there on WIBC, and you can get us online anytime on freetalklive.com. Thanks for the comments.
Do you guys have a podcast?
Why, yes, we do.
Because, like a good capitalist, I go to work every day. So
here's what I'd recommend you do. Number one, go to freetalklive.com. You can download our podcast, you know, hook up your our podcast with your podcast client there. We've also got live streaming there. But also call WIBC up. Talk to the program director and tell them thanks for adding Free Talk Live, because we do the show 7 nights a week, and the more nice things that program directors hear about us, the more likely they're going to take more.
They're human too.
Yeah, more nights of the show. So thank you, Don. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Most program directors are human.
For the call tonight. It's true. In the radio business, there unfortunately has been a lot of I guess you could say
automation. Okay,
system.
So
yeah.
some program directors are human.
Some program directors are sort of program directors in name only in the radio business today, where they essentially are taking orders from on high in some of these mega companies.
Yeah,
a couple of whom carry Free Talk Live. So thank you, Clear Channel. And,
yay, thank you, mega companies.
Or Cumulus and iHeartMedia or whatever. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Doug's in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Doug.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome,
yeah, you know, the TuneIn app really can be great. I didn't even know about your show until about a week ago.
Wow, how'd you find us?
I went in, I typed in Libertarian on the top, and your show came up. And,
how far
really
down the list were we?
Thing.
How far were we?
You were up toward the top.
Okay, good to know.
But, I mean, it really can be a wonderful thing for the fact that you have the whole month there of your entire program. You can download it into your phone like I do, and then Bluetooth it to the radio in your car, you know, when you're driving and you have to go out.
Sweet.
But, yeah, I pretty much called to talk about, you know, private property. You were talking about it earlier on an earlier show.
Let's do that, Doug, but stand by. I want to make sure you get your thoughts out here in a moment. Doug in Chicago, we'll talk about private property, something that people have even less of in Venezuela now with the state going around and nationalizing industries over the last decade or two. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here tonight. And more about the just disastrous economic situation that country is in. Still to come here on Free Talk Live, you can take control.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. More about the just sort of economic madness going on over in Venezuela, where things just continue to spiral down into a pit of despair. We'll continue with that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can also get some interesting stuff from LegalZoom.com. If you are thinking about starting a business, you can incorporate with the documents that they can help you with over at LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy, and they've got all kinds of legal documents there. Use code FTL and save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com with code FTL. Let's bring Doug back on in Chicago. Doug, you said you wanted to talk about private property, and now you can do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you should kind of have an idea of what I'm talking about. I read about the whole issue between you and the town of Keene with the couch, you know.
Oh, that's an old one.
Yeah.
I have that couch on my property now if you want to buy it. It's famous.
Never did remove it, huh?
My business partner, Ian, he had the problems with the couch. I live in the next town over. We kidnapped the couch so that Ian would, because he would never going to say he was wrong or whatever. So we just took the couch and took it to my house so it would stop the problem.
Right. I give him credit for that, for backing down.
He's a brave man.
Well, ultimately, I had to back down. Otherwise, I would have been locked in prison forever, but I did go to jail over it.
Yeah, I mean, when you deal with a local government like Chicago or Philadelphia, it can be like dealing with North Korea. I'm sure the town of Keene can be pretty bad, too, but I got two people that I mountain bike ride with, and they bought a home back in, like, I think 2002 or 2003, and the home had been pre-1900. They knew it had been an older home, but they didn't know that, you know, the Chicago Landmark Commission, that they were going to try and put an overlay on it to prevent them from doing what they wanted to it. They bought the home with the intention of rehabilitating it, and they were pretty much told by the Chicago Landmark Commission, no, you cannot put that type of window in. No, you cannot put that type of roof on. You now have to come to the Chicago government for approval for anything that you do to it. And it can be a very common thing nationwide.
Yeah, they're like historic districts in some cases. That's
correct.
What they're doing here in Keene. There's a certain swath of downtown Keene that is in the historic district, and that means basically you can't do anything without asking permission.
Right.
A lot of people are familiar with that.
But what a lot of people don't know, and I didn't know, can be that the government, they can put that overlay, the local overlay, on the property without your okay. I mean,
they're the government.
And I find it incredible that nationwide that people, you know, are not outraged about it. I mean, that.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of people who are outraged about it. I mean, I know that when the historic district was forced down upon the people of Keene, there was some people who were outraged about it, specifically the people who lived within the historic district who were going to be affected by it. And the problem is one of the big issues in the United States is apathy. And I don't know how bad this issue is in other places, but it's certainly bad where we are, wherein, oh, well, the historic district's only going to affect a small portion of downtown Keene. Well, all of a sudden, no one outside of that area really cares.
Well, or that you get people to vote on it. So if, for instance, there's 10% of people own really nice houses downtown, and 90% of the people in town don't own them, but they like to drive downtown and look at them, mm-hmm. then certainly they'll agree to all kinds of rules on those 10% of people in order to be able to preserve what it is that they believe they like. Now, who's to say that the government actually is going to be efficient at doing that? That's beside the point. But if you were to vote and say, let's take the top 10% of earners and take all their money for taxes and make them pay for stuff, of course you're going to be able to get 90% of people to say yes to that.
And it really can be. It can be like a mob rule type of thing. I mean, and they get the government to act on their behalf and make the property owner do what they want. They're literally shoving down an ideology down upon people that the property owner might not want. And then you have to go whenever you want to do anything to your home. It can be like you have to get permission. I mean, we're not talking permission to do electrical work, which could, you know, make a fire and kill people. We're talking about permission like, I want to put in a different type of window. I want a different color on my home. I want to put on a different type of roof. You know, when did we become where the individual don't matter, and collectively we now have to have, like, mobs?
It wasn't in my lifetime, I can tell you that. The zoning ordinances, historic district, this stuff has all been around as long as I've been an adult. So I imagine the answer to your question is a few generations ago, whenever the first time was, maybe it was several generations ago. It was whenever the first time some busybody on a city council somewhere decided to propose that, well, I say we shouldn't have this kind of ornament in the front yard, and what say you? And then, you know, others say, yes, I say we put a stop to that. You know, and then as long as people put the ornament away or whatever it was that the ordinance was regulating, as long as people jump through that first hoop, well, you can better believe the next time the city council meets, they're going to put up another two hoops for you to jump through. And then before you know it, several generations have gone by, and now there's a zillion of these things.
And real quick, you really don't have an end with it. I mean, I'm reading about a lot of them nationwide. We have a town called Homer Glen in the Chicago Metropolitan Area, and they've come up with a law now where you, even in your own backyard, you cannot remove a tree. You have to have permission, and you have to show the village of Homer Glen that you have the tree dying and
oh,
in danger
you
of a property.
Oh, you poor people
in
Illinois.
Well, this yeah, is oh, that's yeah. not uncommon at all, and I'll tell you where it started. It started with the electrical wiring.
I've taken
I'm
down
sure.
trees here in New Hampshire, and that hasn't been a problem here.
Yes, I understand that you've done that, but it happens all across the country. They yeah. they believe they own your trees, too. And this it has started with the electrical stuff that you're talking about. It's the most obvious regulation that is believed that it's needed. It's like, hey, if we don't have... We don't make sure that a licensed contractor gets a permit and you know whoever puts in this electrical work, somebody could buy the house and burn the house down and you know it burn the next house down and all that other stuff. And
ooh, scary.
Once you can make one scary story, then you can sell any scary story. I was once in the office of a dental hygienist, and I kind of chuckled that she was government certified and that the mechanic down the street wasn't, that he might have had, some kind of mechanic certification, but it wasn't a government certification. You know, this woman, with the straightest face as you could possibly, said, well, you can die if I do my job wrong. It's like she'd never heard of brakes before.
Yeah, I'm of the viewpoint I own my property. I don't rent it from the government. You know, I mean, it can be one thing if I want to, you know, make an issue with a neighbor, you know, where I build my home all the way out to the property line and I'm infringing upon them maybe by making their property flood. But now we're to the degree where you can't even make your home look like you want it to look, you know.
Yep.
I mean, that... What country are we living in? You know, and by
well,
the way,
it's not only that it's not only that you can't make your home look how you want it to look, but it's in a lot of places. That's everywhere, not just within a deed restricted neighborhood, which is the way that should be. It should be to where, okay, if you're the kind of control freak who wants to try to tell somebody what color they can paint their house and how high their lawn has to be, then you should move into a neighborhood with a bunch of other control freaks so you can all go ahead and fight it out at the neighborhood association meeting, and then leave me the hell alone in my property because I don't want to live around people like that. But unfortunately, right, those same kind of control freakish ordinances have spread out to entire counties and entire cities.
What they're doing can be, you've already got people in a neighborhood. You've already got people in a home. And they're already putting the law upon them. You know what I mean? It ain't like you're
right.
going in and you're buying a home knowing, okay, I have this
right.
law put over the property. They're putting it on them, and they're telling them, you know what? We don't care whether you want it or not. We're putting it on it. It's
oh,
common good.
Welcome to property ownership, Doug. I mean, this is how it's been, like I said, for my whole lifetime. You don't actually own the property. See, that's the secret, is that,
yeah.
you know, you when you don't pay the property taxes, you will find out that you don't actually own the property because they're at some point going to send threatening letters, and then following the threatening letters, if you continue to ignore them, they'll put a tax lien on your house, which is, you know, a special power that municipalities have to be able to just simply whisk your deed away from you. And
property taxes function remarkably like rent.
Yeah, you know, all you have to do is not pay the property tax to discover the truth about that stuff. And I thank you, Doug, for your call tonight. And also would recommend, if you love the ideas of liberty, and I don't know if you do, Doug, because we don't know each other, but if you do, I would recommend you check out the Free State Project. There are people leaving places like Illinois. We actually have Rob Mathias, who moved out of Chicago last year, and he started up the Rebel Love Show in Manchester, and he's just been... Just raving
you know,
about.
I thought about it real quick. I thought about yeah. it, but then I watched the video with Derek J. Or Derek J. Correct, the guy
yeah.
on the radio show.
Yeah.
And I watched him how the judge pretty much lied when he got to the top floor and claimed that Derek had been threatening him. And then I heard on your radio show about how you have a law out there. Correct me if I'm wrong about how in New Hampshire you have to have your car taken in yearly and have it checked out before they give you. I'm like,
yeah.
it wouldn't be much better than where I'm living in now. You know?
No, it's going to be a lot better. Here's what I'd recommend you check out. Check out the 101 Reasons film. Go to 101 Reasons film. Film.com. There's a really great 60-minute documentary there that goes over some amazing things about New Hampshire and that whole car registration thing. Just keep your car registered in Illinois. You'll be fine. There's more coming up, or some other state, because Illinois is probably terrible.
Now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. At the end of the 19th century, many intellectuals abandoned the idea that people have natural rights, believing instead that freedom was a privilege. This idea inspired a generation of activists called progressives, who argued that the Constitution's principles had become obsolete. Progressivism was best expressed by Supreme Court Justice Brandeis. Individual rights, he said, must be remolded from time to time to meet the changing needs of society. Our founders knew that if rights can be remolded, it meant you have no rights at all. The income tax and the prohibition of alcohol were just two ideas progressives advocated. The Constitution stood in their way, but they argued it could simply be reinterpreted. This living Constitution idea triumphed in the Supreme Court in the 1930s, and its impact remains with us today. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary's on.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we share with you there. Coming up this week on Free Talk Live, we will be continuing. Normally, we don't sell what's coming up this week on Free Talk Live, but we will be continuing Silk Road coverage. For those of you who are only hearing our Saturday night shows, maybe because your radio station only carries Saturday nights, we have been covering in great detail, or as much detail as we can get away with, the Silk Road trial of Ross Ulbricht. He's the man accused of running the underground infamous marketplace that was the place where people could go to buy drugs and fake IDs and all kinds of interesting stuff like that. He's been now on trial for 2 full weeks. Third week kicks off presumably on Monday. And I know John Bush from the Liberty Beat is already going to be heading down to or back up to New York City from Austin. And he's heading up there tomorrow, so he'll be getting into town, and we'll be hopefully hearing from him at some point during next week, and we'll continue to share with you as much about that trial as possible. So if you've been wanting the latest on the Silk Road trial, just revisit the last few days' worth of the show. We covered it Friday, Wednesday, and Tuesday of last week, so check that out at freetalklive.com. WashingtonPost.com reporting on Venezuela and how absolutely terrible things are and how they just keep getting worse. Thanks to, of course, socialism. Now, In other cases, other countries are socialist, but they're not in as bad of shape as
Venezuela. Is there a country that's not socialist?
That's a good point. I mean, pretty much all of them are.
Well,
right?
Okay, so I don't want to say country. I think country is a misleading term because country can refer to dirt, and dirt isn't socialism. However, is there a governmental organization that isn't socialist?
And this not is the
question
I know of.
This is the question I want to ask because what my the definition of socialism, as I was taught in school, is state ownership of the means of production, right?
Yes.
And that means that they own factories and things like that. But really, the ultimate means of production are two things: Earth and all her bounty, and people that wander around on Earth, right?
Yes.
So if the government,
I see where you're going with this.
If the government claims to own your labor in the form of income tax, right? Like they, if somebody can take a percentage of your labor, then they must own your labor because ownership is about control. And if they can control how much of the of your labor they get, then they own it, right?
And as we just talked with the last gentleman on the phones, they also control your land because if you don't pay them their rental fees, which they call property taxes, yep. Then they'll kick you off the land. And so they own the land on which all of yep. the factories
they
are
own
located.
The people and they own the land
and they own the people. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, now we could argue what of legitimate ownership it is and all of those things, but I mean, the government claims to own the people and the government claims to own the land.
The word legitimate has at its base legal.
Legal, right?
So the word legitimate is definitely applied to government ownership of things. Now, you and I don't see it as a good thing, but they certainly do.
So I consider every state that has existed, autocracy, fascism, socialist, democratic republics, whatever it is, to all be socialist. The Fabian socialists agreed with this definition. So we're not talking about socialist governments and non-socialist governments. We're talking about the spectrum of socialist governments.
So really, Venezuela and what we're seeing here are just some of the socialist policies and their inevitable outcomes. It's just the currently most failing country in the world, at least that has come across my desk. I'm sure there's some
North
other
Korea.
Examples. North Korea is a good example, but you don't get data from North Korea. You can't really know what's going on.
They're actually doing better than they were in the 90s because they had that huge famine. There's still people starving. But
well, they're doing better because the black market is essentially flourished in North Korea, the Jangmadang, I believe is it's called. And there's an entire generation of people who've been raised on the black market. And so there's quite a bit of bustling economic activity going on in North Korea as a result of the black market. And the government has finally learned to look the other way. Whereas in Venezuela, they're cracking down on hoarders and they're cracking down on people who are selling outside of the legitimate marketplace, among other things. Here's the latest from the Washington Post. The problem with socialism, writes their author here at, Matt O'Brien, is that you eventually run out of other people's money.
That's the famous Margaret Thatcher.
Excuse me, he says, it isn't that you eventually run out of other people's money, it's that you eventually run out of oil money. Well, at least in Venezuela. It doesn't have an economy, you see, so much as a poorly running oil exporting business that isn't enough to subsidize everything else.
Well, the government has never run any business very well. Any concern gets... I mean,
which is why I was horrified when they took over the grocery stores in Venezuela.
Yeah. You can see the inefficiencies of controlled marketplaces simply by watching what the government does.
It was true when oil was more than $100 a barrel. So now that it's under $50 a barrel, Venezuela's government has gone from defaulting on its own people, as former Minister Ricardo Hasman puts it, in the form of rampant inflation and shortages, to really doing so, to the point that it might have to start defaulting on its debt, too.
That's why... Yeah, that's the reason I have predicted the dissolution of the Venezuelan state within, I'm just going to say the next year. I mean, I don't want to be held too firm to it. I mean, if it's 14 months.
When you say that, you mean like a military coup or something?
It's going to collapse. Oh, how am I going to know how it's going to go? But I mean, it's going to collapse in some fashion or another.
It shouldn't be this way, says the author here at the Washington Post. Venezuela, after all, has the largest oil reserves in the world. It should be rich, but they're not. And they're getting even poorer now because of economic mismanagement on a world historical scale. The problem is simple. Venezuela's government thinks it can have an economy by just pretending that it does, that it can print as much money as it wants without stoking inflation by just saying that it won't, and that it can end shortages just by kicking people out of line. It's a triumph of magical thinking that's not much of one when it turns to grocery.
Why is it magical thinking when these things that the government is doing in Venezuela is doing more of them than what they're doing in every other country, right? I mean, what Venezuela's doing, it's not doing anything. There are price controls in other countries, including the United States.
Sure, but nothing like Venezuela, where actually controlling the price of the currency.
Right. Well, agreed. They're trying to control the price of the currency, but they do that through issuance of currency here in the United States and around the world. It's magical thinking everywhere. It's just on display in Venezuela.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And also, at least with the rest of the world, you can argue that the U.S. Federal Reserve and the banking system here is certainly trying their best to manipulate things in their favor with the money situation here. But in Venezuela, you've got a scene where the government has set an exchange rate on the bolivar. They have set the exchange rate. The last time I read about this, it was about 6.3, I believe it was, bolivars per U.S. dollar, when in point of fact, you can actually get about 150 bolivars for a dollar on the black market.
Yeah.
So that's one factor that's just royally screwing everything up in the economy. And so certain socialist countries don't take these insanely, obviously bad, drastic measures, but that's one of the reasons why things are so on display there is because, well, there's no way to hide it anymore. They're trying to prevent people from taking pictures of the food, the bread lines, essentially, but there's so many cell phones, even in Venezuela, it's going to be impossible to prevent that from happening.
Sooner or later, you run out of other people's money.
So, going on here, he says that it turns, it's not much of one when it turns grocery shopping into a days-long ordeal that may or may not actually turn up things like food or toilet paper. This reality has been a long time coming. Venezuela, you see, has the most oil reserves, but not the most oil production. That's in part because of the Bolivarian regime, first under Chavez and now Maduro, has scared off foreign investment and bungled its state-owned oil company so much that production has fallen 25% since it took power in 1999. Can you imagine?
This is the difficulty is when you do these coups, these nationalizations, when then you decide that the government's going to be the best manager of this or that or the other thing, is if I'm going to put hundreds of millions of dollars into getting fossil fuels out of the ground in your country, I need to know that I'm going to recoup that money, and I need to be able to make enough money on top of the, you know, paying the paychecks with all the people that are going to help me do it.
Who wants to invest in a company in Venezuela when they know this power-mad nutcase, Nicolas Maduro, could come in there and take it all away at any given moment?
Right, and I'm not saying that rich people are moral or rich people are good or better or anything like that.
No, but they want a return on their investment.
That much is obvious. Well, there's three different types of rich people, and I think it's really important to look at them. There's somebody who got wealthy by providing goods and services to people on a voluntary basis.
That's the best kind of rich person.
That's, the hero in our story. There's the ones that inherited the money from some rich person.
It's a mixed bag with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know how you can really fault them, but they've got some money. They've got some money, and really what they are is they're holders of wealth, and they're redistributing it to people when they buy, you know, big cars and Lear jets and things like that, because people work to build those things, right? You know, there's a rich person buys a Lear jet, but 15, 20, 30, I don't know how many, 100 poor people or middle-class people work to build it. And those people then get the money as a result. And then there's the people that have used state violence. Either they worked for the government and they did insider trading based on information, like our good Congress critters have made it legal for themselves to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or they, bought and paid for some Congress critters. They're not that expensive. You can get a whole handful of them. You can get a passel of them relatively cheaply with the right lobbyists. And, those people that have used state violence to get what they want. Those are the bad rich people, right?
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts with us about whether it's Venezuela or economics, rich people, etc. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about Venezuela on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.